I'm liking what I hear, but I'm not sure I understand exactly how this new form of education will work. I mean, how will the purely academic subjects be taught?
Ah! There is no such thing as a purely academic subject.
Oh.
Everything has to do with life. And the problem with your schools is that too often this connection is not made. Students do not see the relevance of what they are being required to learn, and so they don't want to learn it. All the children want to understand is, why do I have to know this? Telling the child, you just do, will not work. Not if what you are trying to do is generate some excitement or enthusiasm around the learning. What will work is drawing a circle of relevance around a subject. This can best be done by not teaching the subject at all, but teaching something entirely different, something in which the child does have an interest. You might even ask the child on any given day, what is it that they would like to learn?
Now, there's a novel approach. You know, they do say that right now we're utilizing only a tiny percentage of our brain, perhaps something like less than 5% of its total power and capacity. Yet we've been loath to open ourselves to the incredible wonders of the mind for fear of offending a jealous and angry God.
Well, the good news is that tomorrow's God will not be jealous and angry.
He won't?
She won't. And so your children will be free to look at what's beyond that 5%. And when they begin to explore the other 95% or use even a small portion of it, they will shock and amaze you by what they can do, what they can know, and what they can experience. The effort and the focus of creation education will be to bring children to this threshold and to gently invite them to cross it.
Some of them are at that place now, even without having had anything like this taught to them in school. Children seem to be showing up all over the planet these days who have a heightened sense of awareness, an expanded ability to understand life.
And a little child shall lead them.
Exactly. But now I'm jealous. What about us adults? Is it too late for us? Is there no way that we can get a little creation education?
You certainly can. In fact, you can be one of those who provides it. You can offer classes right now in the new spirituality, bringing people together on a weekly or biweekly basis and exploring all of what creation education will be saying to children in the years ahead. Create a learning environment in which the teacher is doing as much exploring as the students. You don't have to know everything there is to know about something in order to teach it. You need merely to have to want to know more about it and be willing to share your growth process with others. Remember that good teachers do not try to put something into, but rather seek to bring something out of every student. And so, in your study group, your job is to pull the wisdom out of the others, not to put your wisdom in there. To pull the wisdom out of others, you need to know nothing. In fact, the less you think you know, the better.
I really like this. A lot of people who have a willingness to share the messages of the new spirituality could start a study group using guidelines like this. All we have to do is create a learning environment, eh?
Yes. And this is what creation education is all about, whether it be for children or for adults. In the days of the new spirituality, education will be about creating, not a school, but a learning environment. Young and old alike will gather in learning communities, the older ones sharing with the younger ones what they have discovered and what they yet do not know. The younger ones asking questions and suggesting avenues of expression and exploration that leave the older ones breathless and blessed. The synergy of these interactions will typify what education will be in the days of the new spirituality, a magical, mystical encounter of life with life.
You know, the picture you paint of our future is really exciting.
Good. It's time for humanity to become excited again about life.
And since we're talking about excitement, could we now take a look at sex?
Let's start by looking at relationships.
Oh, of course. I was going to begin there.
I know you were.
Well, I was, really, because I want to know how tomorrow's God will affect this whole important and amazingly intricate area of human experience. Sexuality is just a part of relationships. I want to talk about the whole thing.
In the days of the new spirituality, human relationships will be completely recreated in both purpose and process.